Hello everyone, it's Louise and today is March the 9th and today is my sister's birthday. I won't tell you how old she is because then you'll figure out how old I am and that's never a good thing. But she is my little sister, my younger sister. And although it was a few years ago, I do remember being super excited at the prospect of being a big sister to a baby. At the time, we didn't know what kind of baby it was going to be. It was just a baby. And I was very excited to find out that I had a little sister. And I have vague recollections of being taken by my dad to the hospital to see my mummy and to see my new baby. From what I have gathered over the years from various relatives, I didn't call her my sister and I didn't call her by her name. I called her my baby. She was my baby, and my wonderful imagination, I told everybody that not only did she have a full head of hair, but she also had all of her teeth and she could talk, which I think is quite an achievement for a newly born baby, or just my overactive imagination. So today, as I say, is her birthday, and later on we are all going out for a family meal. And that got me thinking about our relationship with food and how important it is when we come to celebration times or gatherings, family gatherings or gatherings with friends, and the importance of having food there and the idea that we all sit down at a table together and we all eat together. And that's something that we don't, well, particularly nowadays, possibly in the UK, maybe it's different where you are, that we don't always sit down together to eat our meals. Everybody's busy rushing off to work or to school or university or wherever. And we're all doing things at different times, so we don't necessarily have the opportunities to sit down together. Now, I remember when I was much younger that we always sat at the dinner table. In fact, the table I'm sitting at right now recording this for you, we sat at the dinner table, all four of us, and we all ate our dinner together. And the television wouldn't be on, so everybody sat and spoke at the dinner table. And as I've mentioned before, you weren't allowed to leave the dinner table until you'd finished all your food on your plate. So sometimes I was left at the dinner table for quite some time after everybody else had finished because I didn't like what I was eating. But nowadays, as I say, we're more in a rush. We eat fast foods sometimes, or we eat pre-prepared foods because it's easier and it's quicker, and we sit perhaps in the living room in front of the television with a plate on our knee, and we eat very quickly because we don't have time to enjoy the food that we're eating. And so one of my questions for today is, do you take time? Do you still have all your meals, or at least one meal every day where everyone sits down at the dinner table and you don't have the television on? And nowadays you switch off the mobile phones, or they're not allowed at the dinner table, and you have a good family conversation? Or is it that everybody's coming in and out of the house at different times, people are eating at different times, and there's not much talking going on, and everybody's glued to their smartphones or their tablets or watching the television, and there's the loss of conversation there, the art of conversation that we lose with our family members? But one of the times when we do find opportunities to catch up, to sit down and speak with our relatives, our family, is at celebration times. So not just things that have a religious connotation, for example, like Christmas, or we're coming up to Easter, where there tends to be family gatherings, everybody has a family dinner, but other celebrations such as birthdays or weddings or the birth of a new baby or special wedding anniversaries or engagement parties, or let me think, what other kind of celebrations could we have? I think those are the main ones. And another one that it is a sort of celebration, but it's the celebration of someone's life once they have died. And here we would perhaps call that a wake, or a post-funeral buffet or meal. Something like, I'm not sure if exactly what we would call it in this country, but traditionally after a funeral service has taken place, the family invites everybody who has come to the funeral to perhaps a hotel or a function suite, or even back to their own home for a cup of tea and a sandwich or a small meal, to sit and just everybody share their memories of the person who has died. And sadly, this year already, I have attended two funerals, one for my sister's father-in-law and one for my dad's aunt, who was the last surviving sibling of my granny, my dad's mum. And that is an opportunity to catch up with parts of the family perhaps that you don't see very often. Taking my dad's family into consideration, they actually stay quite a distance away from my family and from my dad's brother, and so they don't get to see their cousins very often or other family members. And so although it's a very sad occasion, it's also a chance to reconnect with parts of the family that you maybe don't see very often. But birthday celebrations are when you're little and you're probably under the age of maybe 12 or 13, birthdays are always extremely exciting because there's a party and there'll be, your friends will come over from school and you might go somewhere. Although I've noticed, because my niece is 11, and I've noticed as her birthday parties over the years, they have become more and more elaborate and imaginative. When I had birthday parties, it was in the house, my friends would come over and we would play party games. So we would play things like musical statues, which is where you, the music plays and the person in charge of the music isn't allowed to look at everybody who's on the dance floor in the middle of the living room floor, dancing away to all the lovely music. And at some point, that they decide they're going to stop the music. And when the music stops, everybody who's dancing has to stand absolutely still. So if you just happen to be busting a fabulous move on one leg, you have to just stand absolutely still on one leg and not move. Try not to breathe. Don't blink. Don't sneeze. Don't wobble. And if anybody does wobble or move, then unfortunately you're out. And you have to leave the dance floor, and everybody keeps on going until there's one person left. So that's musical statues. There are a lot of variations of the musical theme. So we also have musical chairs. So what we have is the mum or dad, whoever's in charge of the party, counts how many children are in the room, and then sets out chairs in a row, but there's one less chair than there are children. And what you have to do, you form a big circle around the row of chairs and you play the music and everybody has to dance around the row of chairs. And when the music stops, you have to sit on a chair. And the one person who's left standing without a chair, unfortunately, is out as well. And then what happens is the game starts again, but a chair is removed. And again, it goes on and on until you are left with one person and one chair. What are the other musical ones? Musical bumps. Not good if you're living in an apartment or if you happen to be like the house that we're in now, a house that's very old and has shaky floorboards that shake the whole house. Musical bumps essentially is when the music stops, you have to land on the floor, you have to sit on the floor. And the reason it's called bumps is because you bump on the floor, you just basically drop to the floor. And when you're very small, when you're 5 or 6, throwing yourself on the floor is not an issue whatsoever. You do it all the time. My niece just used to constantly throw herself on the floor. And you say, oh my goodness, your knees, ow, stop doing that. And she'd be like, it doesn't hurt. So musical bumps was just essentially dancing around like an idiot. And then when the music stops, drop to the floor with a bump. I think that's all the music. Oh no, there is another one called Pass the Parcel. And this is where there is a giant parcel that has many, many, many layers to it. And everybody sits in a big circle and you have to pass the parcel around. And there's music playing and you have to keep passing the parcel around. And when the music stops, whoever is holding the parcel has to unwrap the present. And everybody's like, oh, is this the layer where the present is? And oh no. And so off the music goes and you have to keep passing the parcel and the parcel gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then you start thinking, is there actually anything in here? And then all of a sudden, yay, somebody wins a silly little toy or a sweetie. And that's past the parcel. Now, those are the sorts of things I remember from birthday parties, as well as a yummy birthday cake with candles and lots of nice food, and generally food that you weren't really allowed to eat at any other time of the year. So there were sweeties and other kinds of cakes and chocolate and sandwiches, and there was ice cream and jelly. So lots of sugary things and lots of sugary drinks as well, as I say, that you probably wouldn't get at any other time of the year. But when it's your birthday and it's a party, you have to have these sorts of foods. But nowadays, my niece gets invited to horse riding parties or pony parties or an adventure party, where she had to take a swimming costume and old clothes that she didn't mind getting wet because they were going on a zip wire and landing in water and hiking through the forest to climb up trees and things. I had none of that sort of thing in my day. The most adventurous birthday parties took us to the cinema. That was as far as adventure parties went in my day. But nowadays it's all in play areas or trampolining. Oh, we did used to go to trampoline parties. That was the best party. There used to be a trampoline centre where we used to live when I was younger in Portobello. And you would get about 40 minutes on the trampolines, and there was about 6 trampolines, and you would have great fun on the trampolines. And then when it was time to come off, there was an area where there was food in a little buffet. So there were pizza triangles and sandwiches and sausage rolls and cake and jelly and ice cream and juice. And then there was a disco afterwards. So that was very exciting if you got invited to a trampoline party. And one of the boys in my primary school class, his parents always used to get some sort of entertainer. And I remember one year they got a magician to come to his birthday party, and the magician made water come out one of my friend's elbow. it was quite amazing to see this water coming out of his elbow. We didn't know how he did it. And I still have somewhere tucked away in a box of treasures a knot made out of rope that I was the magician's assistant, and he was tying lots of knots in the rope and doing all sorts of things, and he got me to pull this knot to tighten it, and it came off the rope in my hand, and I was, oh no, I think I've ruined the trick. But that was the trick, that I pulled the knot, and I still have that knot in a box somewhere. So nowadays, as I say, it's more adventurous, these parties, and lots of weird and wonderful things, but there's always food and there's always cake. That hasn't changed. One particular year, I think my niece, it was her sixth birthday. It was either her fifth or her sixth birthday. I think possibly her, maybe I'm thinking about it, it might have been her fifth. Anyway, she was allowed to invite five of her little friends from her class to the birthday party, and they were going to the shop called Build a Bear. So that's where you get to choose the outside of a bear, and they stuff it, and they get to buy clothes and outfits and things for the bear, and oh, it's all very exciting. And then afterwards, they were going to a family restaurant, and they are very children oriented, this particular restaurant, and everybody had hot dogs, and they were allowed to have Coca-Cola, and there was ice cream, and my sister had made this fabulous cake. It was Cinderella's Castle from Disney World, and it was huge and full of icing, and my mum helped her to decorate the outside of this beautiful castle cake. And what we remember the most is that the staff at this particular restaurant, despite having been told by my sister not to light the candles until they get to the table, because it's basically all sugar, it'll burn, they didn't listen to her, and they lit the candles and walked to the table, and the cake started burning and melting, and it was very smoky, and it almost ruined the cake. Not that my niece was upset, because she'd already seen the cake, so she knew what it looked like before the burning incident. But my sister was a little annoyed that they hadn't listened to her, particularly since she actually worked at that restaurant and she was their supervisor, and so she had been quite firm in her instructions not to light the candles. But anyway, the cake was saved and the kids all liked it. So now that we're a little older, we have a favourite restaurant that we go to for family celebrations, for family birthdays, for anniversary events, and at Christmas time as well. So we're going tonight with my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece and my sister's mother-in-law. We'll sit there and we'll have lots of things to talk about and enjoy lots of good food. And the standing joke about going to this restaurant is that I always have exactly the same thing every time I go, because I love it, because it's the best as far as I'm concerned, and I always have fish and chips. And the reason I always have the fish and chips is because they get their fish supplied fresh from the local fishmonger, which just happens to be right across the road. I mean, literally about four steps from the kitchen doors of this restaurant is the fishmonger, and he is the best fishmonger in the whole of the region that I live in, which is called East Lothian. He is famous for supplying fabulous tasting fish. So that's why I always have it, because it is always so good. And then we always have ice cream at the end, and they have this huge selection of ice cream, and it's really delicious. My niece likes to go up and choose all the weird and wonderful flavours that she can find. One particular one she tried, although I'm not sure she liked it too much, was the Iron Brew flavour. Now, Iron Brew is a fizzy soft drink that is particularly famous here in Scotland. It's probably Scotland's equivalent to worldwide Coca-Cola. It is the most vibrant orange colour that you will ever see. It's very fizzy, and I personally don't like it. It tastes very artificial, but lots of people from Scotland really love Iron Brew. So this particular ice cream was flavoured with Iron Brew, and it was this bright orange colour. It looked really quite horrible for an ice cream, but that's what she wanted. So she always likes to go up and choose her ice cream. I like what's known as the Scot. And the Scot is lots of beautiful vanilla ice cream mixed with caramel sauce and something called Scottish Tablet. Now, Scottish Tablet is a famous sweet here in Scotland, and it's jokingly it's called Dentist's Delight, and it's because it's so full of sugar that, you know, it, just by looking at it, you'll get, you'll have cavities in your teeth and you need to go to the dentist to get fillings. So that's why it's called Dentist's Delight by some. But Tablet is made with condensed milk, so that's sweetened milk, and lots of full fat butter and lots of sugar. And it's all melted together in a pot over a low heat, and it turns into sort of caramel. And then you beat it very, very fast, very quickly, over a pot of cold water to cool it down, and it starts to go grainy rather than stay caramel or like toffee. And it's that, it turns into sort of fudge, but it's harder than fudge. It's quite hard to describe, I have to say, unless you've tried it. So it's not chewy like toffee, and it's not soft like fudge. It's sort of in between. It's more, it's harder and a little crumbly. And you can feel it's a little grainy as well. So you can still feel bits of the sugar in it. And as I say, it's very, very sweet. You can only eat small amounts of it at any one time. Otherwise, you feel very, very sick. So in this particular ice cream sundae, they have crumbled bits of Tablet in with the ice cream. Oh, excuse me. And the ice cream, when I asked, because we have two very famous ice cream makers in Musselburgh, where I now live, and I asked them, "Oh, which is this? Is this Luca's ice cream?" And they're like, "No, it's not. We actually import this ice cream directly from a supplier in Italy, so it's genuine Italian gelato, and it really is quite delicious." Although, having said that, Luca's, the ice cream parlour in Musselburgh, is world famous, and they have, I think they've been making ice cream here for about 100 years now, and they have this lovely little ice cream, purple ice cream van that comes around in the summertime, and they only sell in their van, they only sell vanilla ice cream or raspberry ripple ice cream. But it's absolutely delicious, and you just see everybody queuing outside, when it's a hot day to get one of the Luca's ice cream. So that is what we're going to be doing tonight, celebrating a birthday. Sometimes we will also have a birthday cake. So after our meal and we come back to the house, there will be a birthday cake. My mum will always have a candle and we turn the lights out, we light the candles, sing happy birthday, and whoever's birthday it is has to blow the candle out, make a wish. Or if they don't want to, then my niece will happily do that part for you. She does like to blow out the candles. Doesn't matter whose birthday it is, and she always wants to have the first piece as well of the cake. So that is what we're doing tonight. So how do you celebrate birthdays? Do you have a special meal? Do you have a particular food that on your birthday you like to have cooked, or do you go to a particular restaurant for your birthday celebration? Tell me about birthday celebrations and the sort of foods that you have when you are marking a special occasion. So that's it from me for today. I will be back tomorrow with more food talk and another question for you about food. So enjoy the rest of your Friday, and I will be back tomorrow. Take care. Bye.